NASA announces discovery of new habitable planets and TRAPPIST system. NASA, of course, was built up this announcement, and it's something to do with exoplanets. And, of course, they did not find one, but quite a few in one system, supposedly. Now, of course, don't mistake me reporting on this as a belief in it. Don't ever mistake that. I'm just simply reporting on it. That's all I'm doing. An event happened. I'm just reporting on it, okay? So just don't ever get that construed. But here is their ideology. This image here behind the video, behind it is, of course, the press conference video. This is what they think it would look like in this system, or this TRAP system, excuse me. NASA announced via press conference the discovery of new exoplanets that are potentially habitable. The planets that are of the most interest are TRAPPIST-1E and TRAPPIST-1F, because according to their research, they are the most similar to Earth. NASA's Spitzer Space Telescope has revealed the first known system of seven Earth-sized planets around a single star. Three of these planets are firmly located in the habitable zone, the area around the planet's apparent star, where a rocky planet is most likely to have liquid water. I want to know what you guys think about this, and of course, there's always an agenda with this. We know it. But what do you think it is? How does this fit the bill? I want to thank you all for watching and listening. Tomorrow, we are producing the second part of our exclusive episode 5 of the Club of Rome. Last week, we produced the article. This week, it's going to be the video. It's about an hour long. And of course, we cover a lot. You won't want to miss it. Make sure you sign up. That's all I've got for you. God bless and carry on.